Chapter 4. The best bullfight to see first would be a noviada, and the best place to see a noviada is Madrid. The noviadas usually start about the middle of March, and there is one every Sunday and usually every Thursday until Easter, when the major fights, or corridas de toros, start. After Easter, in Madrid, starts the first subscription season of 7 bullfights. Books of tickets for all 7 fights are sold, and the best seats are always subscribed year in and year out. The best of all seats are the barreras in the middle of the shade, where the bullfighters put their capes over the red wooden barrier. There is where they stand when they are not in the ring. It is there that they have the bull brought when they are going out with the muleta. It is to there they come to sponge off after the killing. A seat there is equivalent in what you see and hear to being in the corner of a boxer during a fight, or to sitting in the dugout or on the bench in a baseball or football game. You will not be able to buy any of those seats during the first or second abono, or subscription season at Madrid, but you can get them for the noviadas that come before, between, and after the regular bullfight season on Sundays and usually Thursdays. When you buy a barrera seat, ask where the capes are put, a donde se pone los capotes, and then ask that you be given a seat as close as possible to them. The ticket seller may lie to you in the provinces and give you the worst seat he has, but he may, because you are a foreigner and seem to want to have a really good seat and know what one is, give you the best that he has. I've been lied to the most in Galicia, where the truth in any business transaction is hard to come at, and treated best in Madrid, and of all places, Valencia. In most parts of Spain, you will find the institution of the subscription, or abono, and the reventa. The reventa are ticket brokers who take over all or most of the unsubscribed tickets from the bullring management and sell them at a 20% increase over their face value. The bullrings favor them sometimes because, while they buy the tickets at a discount, yet they ensure the paper being disposed of. If the tickets for the fight are not all sold, it is the reventa that has the big loss, not the bullring, although the bullring usually manages to have big losses in some manner or other. Since you will seldom, unless you are living in a town, be there at the time the subscription or abono for a fight or a series of fights is opened, and since in all cases old seat holders have a right to renew their subscriptions before new ones are taken, and since these subscriptions are taken 2 or 3 weeks before the fights at some place perhaps difficult to find, and open only from, say, 4 to 5 in the afternoon, the chances are you must buy your seats from the reventa. If you are in a town and know you are going to a bullfight, buy your seats as soon as you are decided. The chances are there will be nothing in the Madrid papers about any bullfight before it is to take place, except a small classified advertisement under Plaza de Toros de Madrid in the column of Espectáculos. Bullfights are not written up in the papers in advance in Spain, except in the provinces. But in all parts of Spain, they are advertised by large colored posters which give the number of bulls to be killed, with the names of the men who are to kill them, the breeder who is furnishing them, the cuadrillas, and the place and hour of the fight. There is usually also a list of prices of the various seats. To these prices, you must expect to add the 20% commission if you buy the tickets from the reventa. If you want to see a bullfight in Spain, there will be one of some sort in Madrid every Sunday from the middle of March until the middle of November, weather permitting. During the winter, there are rarely any fights in Spain except very occasionally in Barcelona and sometimes in Malaga or Valencia. The first formal bullfight of each year is at Castellón de la Plana, late in February or early March, for the Fiesta of the Magdalena, and the last one of the year is usually in Valencia, Gerona, or Ondara in the first part of November. But if the weather is bad, these November fights will not take place. There will be fights every Sunday in Mexico City from October until, and probably through, April. There will be noviadas in the spring and summer. Dates of bullfights in other places in Mexico vary. The days on which there will be fights in other towns in Spain than Madrid vary. But in general, except for Barcelona, where they are held almost as regularly as in Madrid, the dates coincide with the national religious festivals and the times of the local fairs, or ferias, which usually commence on the saint's day of the town. In an appendix to this book, I have given a list of the dates of the main ferias, so far as these are fixed, on which bullfights will be held in Spain, Mexico, and South and Central America. It is easy, easier than you can believe, in a 2 or 3 weeks trip to Spain to miss a chance to see bullfights. But using this appendix, anyone can see a bullfight if they want to be at any of the places on any of the fixed dates, rain permitting. After the first one, you will know if you want to see any more. Aside from the noviadas and the 2 subscription seasons at Madrid, the best place to see a series of bullfights in the early spring is at the Feria in Sevilla, where there are at least 4 fights on successive days. This feria starts after Easter. If you are in Sevilla for Easter, ask anyone when the feria starts, or you can find the dates from the big posters advertising the fights. If you are in Madrid before Easter, go to any of the cafes around the Puerta del Sol, or the first cafe on your right on the Plaza de Canalejas, going down the Calle de San Jerónimo on the Puerta del Sol toward the Prado, and you will find a poster on the wall advertising the Feria of Sevilla. In the same cafe, you will always find in the summer the posters or cartels advertising the ferias of Pamplona, Valencia, Bilbao, Salamanca, Valladolid, Cuenca, Malaga, Murcia, and many others. On Easter Sunday, there are always bullfights in Madrid, Sevilla, Barcelona, Murcia, Zaragoza, and noviadas in Granada, Bilbao, Valladolid, and many other places. There's also a bullfight in Madrid on the Monday after Easter. On the 29th of April of each year, there is a bullfight and fair at Jerez de la Frontera. This is an excellent place to visit with or without bulls, and is the home of sherry and everything distilled from it. They will take you through the cellars of Jerez, and you may taste many different grades of wines and brandies. But it is best to do this on another day than the one you plan to go to the corrida. There will be 2 fights in Bilbao on either the 1st, 2nd, or 3rd of May, depending on whether one of those dates falls on a Sunday. Those would be good fights to go to if you were, say, at Biarritz or Saint-Jean-de-Luz for Easter. There is a fine road to Bilbao from anywhere along the Basque coast. Bilbao is a rich, ugly mining city where it gets as hot as St. Louis, either St. Louis, Missouri, or San Luis, Senegal, and where they love bulls and dislike bullfighters. When they like a bullfighter in Bilbao, they buy bigger and bigger bulls for him to fight until he finally has a disaster with them, either moral or physical. Then the Bilbao enthusiast says, "See, they are all alike, all cowards, all fakes. Give them big enough bulls and they will prove it." If you want to see how big bulls can be produced, how much horn they can carry on their heads, how they can look up over the barrera so that you think you are going to have them in your lap, how tough a crowd can be, and how thoroughly bullfighters can be terrorized, go to Bilbao. They do not have as big bulls in May as they do during their Big Bull 7 Corrida Fair, which starts the middle of August, but in May it will not be as hot in Bilbao as it will be in August. If you do not mind heat, really heavy, damp, lead and zinc mining heat, and want to see big, wonderfully presented bulls, the August Feria in Bilbao is the place. Córdoba has the only other feria in May where more than 2 bullfights are given, and its dates vary. But on the 16th, there is always a bullfight at Talavera de la Reina, on the 20th, one at Ronda, and on the 30th, one at Aranjuez. There are 2 ways to go to Sevilla by road from Madrid. One goes by Aranjuez, Valdepeñas, and Córdoba, and is called the High Road of Andalucía, and the other is by Talavera de la Reina, Trujillo, and Mérida, and is called the Road of Extremadura. If you are in Madrid in May and driving to the south, you can see the fight at Talavera de la Reina on the 16th if you go by the Extremadura Road. It is a fine road, smooth and rolling. Talavera is a good place in fair time, and the bulls, nearly always furnished by a local breeder, the Widow Ortega, are moderately big, vicious, difficult, and dangerous. It was there that José Gómez y Ortega, called Gaito or Joselito, who was probably the greatest bullfighter that ever lived, was killed on the 16th of May, 1920. The bulls of the widow Ortega are famous because of that accident, and as they do not make a brilliant fight and are big and dangerous, they will usually be killed now by the disinherited of the profession. Aranjuez is only 47 kilometers from Madrid on a billiard-smooth road. It is an oasis of tall trees, rich gardens, and a swift river set in brown plain and hills. There are avenues of trees like the background of Velázquez canvases, and on May 30th you can drive out there if you have money, or get a special rate third-class round-trip railway ticket, or go on a bus if you haven't. There will be a special bus leaving from the Calle Victoria opposite the Pasaje Álvarez. And coming from the hot sun of the bare desert country, suddenly, under the shade of the trees, see brown-armed girls with baskets of fresh strawberries piled on the smooth, bare, cool ground. Strawberries you cannot reach around with thumb and forefinger, damp and cool, packed on green leaves in wicker baskets. The girls and the old women sell them and bunches of wonderful asparagus, each stalk as thick as your thumb, to the crowd that comes off the special train from Madrid and Toledo, and the people who drive into the town in motor cars and ride in on buses. You can eat at booths where they grill steaks and roast chickens over a charcoal fire, and drink all the Valdepeñas wine you can hold for 5 pesetas. You can lie in the shade or walk and see the sights until time for the bullfights. You can find the sights in Baedeker. The bullring is at the end of a hot, wide, dusty street that runs into the heat from the cool forest shade of the town, and the professional cripples and horror and pity inspirers that follow the fairs of Spain line this road, wagging stumps, exposing sores, waving monstrosities, and holding out their caps in their mouths when they have nothing left to hold them with, so that you walk a dusty gauntlet between two rows of horrors to the ring. The town is Velázquez to the edge, and then straight Goya to the bullring. The ring itself dates from before Goya. It is a lovely building in the style of the old ring at Ronda, and you can sit in a barrera seat and drink wine and eat strawberries in the shade with your back to the sand, and watch the boxes fill and see the girls from Toledo and all the surrounding country of Castilla come in and drape their shawls over the front of the boxes, sitting, with much fan-waving, to smile and talk with the pleasant, conscious confusion of amateur beauties under inspection. This girl inspection is a big part of bullfighting for the spectator. If you are nearsighted, you can carry a pair of opera or field glasses. They are taken as an additional compliment. It is best not to neglect a single box. The use of a good pair of glasses is an advantage. They will destroy for you some of the greatest and most startling beauties who will come in with cloudy white lace mantillas, high combs and complexions, and wonderful shawls, and who in the glasses will show the gold teeth and flower-covered swartness of someone you saw last night perhaps somewhere else, and who is attending the fight to advertise the house. But in some box you might not have noticed without the glasses, you may see a beautiful girl. It is very easy for the traveler in Spain, seeing the flower-faced fatness of the flamenca dancers and the hardy ladies of the brothels, to write that all talk of beautiful Spanish women is nonsense. Whoring is not a highly paid profession in Spain, and the Spanish whore works too hard to keep her looks. Do not look for beautiful women on the stage, in the brothels, or the canta onda places. You look for them in the evening at the time of the paseo, when you can sit in a chair at a cafe or on the street and have all the girls of the town walk by you for an hour, passing not once but many times as they walk up the block, make the turn and come back, walking 3 or 4 abreast. Or you look for them carefully with glasses in the boxes at the bullring. It is not polite to focus the glasses on anyone not in a box. nor is it polite to use them from the ring itself in those rings where the admirers of girls are allowed to stay in the ring to circle about before the fight and congregate before any special beauties. To use glasses when standing on the sand of the ring is the mark of a voyeur, a looker in the worst sense, that is, a looker rather than a doer. But to use the glasses on the boxes from a barrera seat is legitimate and a compliment and a means of communication and almost an introduction. There is no better preliminary introduction than acceptable, sincere admiration, and there is no way admiration at a certain distance can be conveyed or any response noted better than with a good-looking pair of racing glasses. Even if you never look at girls, the glasses are good to watch the killing of the last bull if it is getting dusk and the bull is being killed on the far side of the ring. Aranjuez would be a fine place to see your first bullfight. It would be a good place if you were only going to see one bullfight, much better than Madrid, since it has all the color and picturesqueness that you want when you are still in the spectacle stage of appreciation. Later on, what you will want at a bullfight, good bulls and good matadors being given, is a good public. And a good public is not the public of a one bullfight fiesta where everyone drinks and has a fine time and the women come in costume, nor is it the drunken, dancing, bull-running public of Pamplona, nor the local patriotic bullfighter worshippers of Valencia. A good public is Madrid. Not the days of the benefit fights with elaborate decorations, much spectacle, and high prices, but the serious public of the abonos who know bullfighting, bulls, and bullfighters, who know the good from the bad, the faked from the sincere, and for whom the bullfighters must give his absolute maximum. The picturesque is for when you are young, or if you are a little drunk so that it will all seem real, or if you never grow up, or if you have a girl with you who has never seen it, or for once in a season, or for those who like it. But if you really want to learn about bullfighting, or if you ever get to feel strongly about it, sooner or later you will have to go to Madrid. There is one town that would be better than Aranjuez to see your first bullfight in if you were only going to see one, and that is Ronda. That is where you should go if you ever go to Spain on a honeymoon, or if you ever bolt with anyone. The entire town, and as far as you can see in any direction, is romantic background, and there is an hotel there that is so comfortable, so well run, and where you eat so well, and usually have a cool breeze at night, that with the romantic background and the modern comfort, if a honeymoon or an elopement is not a success in Ronda, it would be as well to start for Paris and both commence making your own friends. Ronda has everything you wish for a stay of that sort. Romantic scenery, you can see it if necessary without leaving the hotel, beautiful short walks, good wine, seafood, a fine hotel, practically nothing else to do, two resident painters who will sell watercolors that will frame as attractive souvenirs of the occasion, and really, in spite of all this, it is a fine place. It is built on a plateau in a circle of mountains, and the plateau is cut by a gorge that divides the two towns and ends in a cliff that drops sheer to the river and the plain below, where you see the dust rising from the mule trains along the road. The people who settled it when the Moors were driven away came from Cordoba and the north of Andalusia, and the bullfight and the fair that starts the 20th of May celebrate the conquest of the town by Ferdinand and Isabella. Ronda was one of the cradles of modern bullfighting. It was the birthplace of Pedro Romero, one of the first and greatest of professional fighters, and in our times, of Nino de la Palma, who started to be great, but after his first severe goring, developed a cowardice which was only equaled by his ability to avoid taking risks in the ring. The bull ring at Ronda was built toward the end of the 18th century and is of wood. It stands at the edge of the cliff, and after the bullfight, when the bulls have been skinned and dressed and their meat sent out for sale on carts, they drag the dead horses over the edge of the cliff, and the buzzards that have circled over the town and high in the air over the ring all day drop down to feed on the rocks below the town. There is one other feria with a series of bullfights that sometimes comes in May, although the date is movable, and it may not come until June, and that is Córdoba. Córdoba has a great country feria, and May is the best time to visit that city because of the heat that comes in the summer. The three hottest towns in Spain when the heat really comes are Bilbao, Córdoba, and Sevilla. By hottest, more is meant than mere degrees of temperature. I mean the heavy, airless heat of nights when you cannot sleep, nights when it is hotter than in the day and no coolness to get to, Senegal heat when it is too hot to sit in the cafe except early in the morning, too hot to do anything after lunch but lie on the bed in the room, dark from the strip of the curtain pulled down over the balcony and wait for the time for the bullfight. Valencia is hotter in temperature sometimes, and hotter in fact when the wind blows from Africa. But there you can always go out on a bus or the tramway to the port of Crau at night and swim at the public beach, or when it is too hot to swim, float out with as little effort as you need and lie in the barely cool water and watch the lights and the dark of the boats and the rows of eating shacks and swimming cabins. At Valencia, too, when it is hottest, you can eat down at the beach for a peseta or 2 pesetas at one of the eating pavilions, where they will serve you beer and shrimps and a paella of rice, tomatoes, sweet peppers, saffron, and good seafood, snails, crawfish, small fish, little eels, all cooked together in a saffron-colored mound. You can get this with a bottle of local wine for 2 pesetas, and the children will go by bare-legged on the beach, and there is a thatched roof over the pavilion, the sand cool under your feet, the sea with the fishermen sitting in the cool of the evening in the black felucca-rigged boats that you can see if you come to swim the next morning, being dragged up the beach by 6 yoke of oxen. 3 of these eating shacks on the beach are named Granero, after the greatest bullfighter Valencia ever produced, who was killed in the ring in Madrid in 1922. Manuel Granero, after having 94 fights the year before, died leaving nothing but debts, the 500,000 pesetas he made all spent on publicity, propaganda, subsidies to newspaper men, and taken by parasites. He was 20 years old when he was killed by a Baragua bull that lifted him once, then tossed him against the wood of the foot of the barrera, and never left him until the horn had broken up the skull as you might break a flower pot. He was a fine-looking boy who had studied the violin until he was 14, studied bullfighting until he was 17, and fought bulls until he was 20. They really worshipped him in Valencia, and he was killed before they ever had time to turn on him. Now there is a pastry that is named for him, and 3 rival eating pavilions, Granero, on different parts of the beach. The next bullfighter they got to worship in Valencia was called Chavez, and he had well-vaselined hair, a big face, a double chin, and a big stomach that he puffed out toward the bull as soon as the horns were passed to give a sensation of great danger. The Valencians, who are a people who worship bullfighters, Valencian bullfighters rather than enjoy the bullfights, were mad about Chavez for a time. As well as his stomach and his great air of arrogance, he had a pair of gigantic buttocks which he threw out when he drew his stomach in, and everything he did with great style. We had to watch him all through one feria. We saw him in 5 fights, if I remember correctly, and once of Chavez is enough for anyone who is not his neighbor. But on the last fight, while he was attempting to stab a big Miura bull somewhere, anywhere in the neck, the Miura elongated that neck just enough to catch Chavez under the armpit, and he hung a little and then made a big stomached pinwheel around the horn. It took a long time to cure the tears and the destruction in the arm muscle, and he is now so prudent that he does not even advance his stomach toward the bull after the horn is passed. They have turned on him in Valencia now, too, where they have 2 new bullfighters as idols, and the one time I saw him a year ago, he was not so well-fed looking as formerly, and standing in the shade, he began sweating the minute he saw the bull come out. But he has one consolation. In his hometown of Crau, the port of Valencia, where they have turned on him too, they have named a public monument after him. It is an iron monument on the corner of the street where the tram car turns that runs to the beach. In America, it would be called a comfort station. And on the circular iron wall is written in white paint, El Urinario Chavez.